This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
The standard that God has set for elders and for deacons is a standard that all should strive for. Now, the standard specifically that we're referring to is not necessarily the physical attributes of an elder. For example, he's the husband of one wife. Well, not everyone is going to marry. And if everyone marries, some are going to be women. So they're not going to be the husband of one wife. But there are spiritual attributes that are of a universal nature that all Christians ought to be striving for. All Christians ought to be seeking to apply to their own life and to their own character. And one of those characteristics is that of gravity, or being grave. Notice with me, 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3, we see in verse 4, first of all, that an elder is one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. So there is an idea there of gravity. Then drop down to the qualifications of a deacon. Again, qualifications that are being looked upon regarding those who may seek the office of a deacon. Here there are universal characteristics that all can seek to obtain and to apply to their life. But again, there are certain characteristics within that of a qualification of a deacon that some may not be able to apply. Again, for example, having children, or for example, being the husband of one wife. But we notice that deacons are, you'll notice how just as elders are to rule their houses with all gravity, well, we see that deacons are to be grave, verse 8. But notice also their wives are to be grave as well. And again, it's been stated before that here the qualifications of the wives of deacons can likewise be considered when elders' wives are being contemplated regarding a man seeking the office of an elder. And so we see then that elders and deacons and their wives are to be grave. There is to be a level of gravity involved in their spirituality and in the way in which they conduct themselves in regards to their responsibilities before God. And so let's think about what this word means. Let's try to understand what it means to be grave. And just another note, in Titus chapter 2 and verse 2, Paul writes to Titus that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, and charity, and patience. So here we see aged men, likewise, are to be grave. And so what does this word mean? Let's study this word. Let's try to understand this word a little bit further. The word comes from the Greek word semnos, and I'm going to be getting this information from the Greek English lexicon of the New Testament. It is revised and edited by Danker, Frederick William Danker, but it's based upon Walter Bauer's lexicon. And so we're going to be taking here the Greek word semnos and seeing what this word means. Well, we see it's worthy of respect, honor, noble, dignified, serious. So one who is grave is one who is having an attitude to the sense that they are dignified, to the sense that they are to be respected, to the sense that they are behaving in a way that is serious. So they are then taken serious. When we think about dignified, we think about dignity and what that means. It's really one who possesses an appropriate attitude and an appropriate viewpoint of that which is formally recognized as something that is worthy of being respected. And so you take, for example, maybe the office of the president. Well, if the president of the United States thinks that his office and his duty in life, whether it be in regards to him being a citizen or whether it be in regards to how he views the office of the president as a whole, is something to just be joked around about, is something that isn't to be taken very serious, or is not something worthy of respect or dignity, then we would frown upon someone who viewed the office of the presidency, or even again, a citizen, or maybe a lower office of government, a senator or a state representative, and it was just laughed about. It was just joked about. It was not something that was taken seriously. It was not something that was considered to be of high respect or of honor or of dignity. And so it is important that one who desires to be an elder, one who desires to be a deacon, one who is considered an aged man, again, Titus 2 and verse 2, be grave. But likewise, we ought to all seek to be grave. What does that mean? Just to kind of sum all this up, it means we ought to seek to take our Christianity, and if we were to pursue the office of an elder or a deacon, that we ought to take such positions of service very seriously. Very seriously. Consider being a Christian and a servant of the Lord something that is worthy of respect. Something that is dignified. Something that is taken with the greatest amount of emphasis, of importance, and seriousness. And so in our next lesson, as we've introduced this topic of gravity or to be grave, we're going to see how we can practically apply God's word to our life so that we can grow in our seriousness regarding our service to the Lord.